Welcome to day 116. We are up to Perek Vav Mishnah Ches. Now, we learned just a few Mishnayos ago in Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel about an apif yaros, and that is when there are vines that are growing onto a trellis, a canopy again with a trellised roof. The halacha is that you are not allowed to plant any other sort of produce underneath the trellis, the entirety of the trellis, even under the areas that are not directly beneath the vine. That's because the entire trellis is considered secondary to the vine. It's as if there are vines growing over the entirety of the trellis, so you're not allowed to plant anywhere underneath it. So says our Mishnah, Hakanim hayotzim in aris. Imagine you have poles that are extending from the trellis, even beyond where the trellis roof actually ends. There are these poles that are extending horizontally. I've seen this on sukkahs before, right? The poles or the pieces of wood that generally support the schach, sometimes they extend well beyond the frame of the sukkah. So you imagine you have these poles and they don't really serve a function. But v'chasalein lepaskan, for whatever reason, the owner, v'chasalein literally means had mercy on them, whatever reason, didn't want to ruin those poles, didn't cut them. Maybe they're valuable, maybe they look nice, whatever it is, didn't want to go through the effort of cutting those poles. So they're just extending, but they really serve no purpose. Says the Mishnah, kenegdan mutter. You are allowed to plant underneath those poles, you're allowed to plant another sort of produce. Why? Clearly, those poles are not really considered part of the aris. We said that generally, when it comes to the aris, the trellis, you're not allowed to plant anywhere underneath it, even if there aren't vines. But the Mishnah is saying that these poles, since they serve no function, and it's just that the owner didn't cut them, they're not considered part of the aris. You are allowed to plant underneath them. But asan kadesh halach aleim hachadash. But if you left them there, or if you constructed them for the purpose of allowing the grapevines to eventually grow onto those poles, then usser, then is prohibited. Because even though the grapevine has not yet grown onto those poles, you've shown, you've been megala your das. You've shown that the purpose of those poles is for it to be actually part of the trellis. You actually want the vines to grow on there. If that's true, then we consider it part of the trellis. And even though there are no vines growing on it yet, it has the halacha, like the rest of the aris, you are not allowed to plant underneath it, even if there's no vine right there. That is Mishnah Ches. Says Mishnah Tes, HaPerach HaYotzei Min HaAris. Imagine you have a vine that is extending, that is growing, even beyond the trellis. And the Mefarshim point out that it's not even beyond the trellis, it's even well beyond that. So imagine you have a trellis and you have five vines growing onto it, so it's really like a vineyard of trained vines. So the halacha is, of course, you're not allowed to plant underneath the trellis, we just said that, and we've said it a few times before, but you also have to leave the avodas hakeren before you plant another sort of produce. So you're not allowed to plant underneath the trellis, then you leave four amos of space beyond that, of empty space, and then you're allowed to plant a new sort of produce. So this case, the Mefarshim point out, is that you have a vine that is growing not only beyond the trellis itself, but it's growing even beyond the four amos, and now it's jutting, it's extending into the area that you would normally be allowed to plant other produce in. So what's the halacha? Rono so ki'ilu mitutelis tuluyibo. We see it as if there is a mitutelis hanging from it. A mitutelis is like a plumb line. If we're familiar with construction, it's a string with a weight on the bottom. It's usually hung from a ceiling to determine whether a wall is straight or to create a straight line on a wall. So we see it as if there's a plumb line, a mitutelis hanging from the vine, basically to show us what is the area, what is the space directly underneath the vine, meaning anywhere where it lands, kenegdo usser, right underneath that vine, the extension of the vine, you are not allowed to plant. But anywhere beyond that, you would be allowed to plant. So basically, you just have to determine what is considered right underneath the vine, and you're not allowed to plant there. Says the Mishnah, v'chein bedalis. The same is true when it comes to a trellis with a single vine growing, not a vineyard of trained vines, but even a single vine. There, you don't have to leave. You're not allowed to plant under the trellis, just like with a vine with a vineyard. But instead of leading four amos beyond the trellis, you only have to leave six tefachim because it's not a full vineyard; it's just a single vine. So the halacha is that if you have a single vine hanging beyond the trellis, and then it extends beyond those six tefachim into the area that you'd normally be allowed to plant, you do the same thing. You're not allowed to plant another sort of produce directly under the vine, but you would be allowed to plant in other areas around it. Okay, and the last case in the Mishnah, Hamoseach Zamor Me'ilan La'ilan. Imagine a person trains, guides a vine to go from one tree to the next tree. The halach is tachtea aser. The space between the trees that's directly underneath the vine that is extending from one tree to the next, you are not allowed to plant that area. Sipka bechevel begami, but if you extend it with whatever it is, with a rope or some sort of branch or reed, whatever it is, you extend the vine because it wasn't long enough to reach the other tree. So you extend it with some sort of rope. Tachas asipuk mutter. You are allowed to plant underneath that extension. It's as if the extension is not really part of the grapevine. You're just doing it so you can be able to tie it to the next tree, but it's not considered part of the grapevine itself, and therefore you would be allowed to plant under that that area. Aso kadesh yehalech alavachadash aser. But similar to what we saw in the last Mishnah, if you extended it not just, or if you added the rope not just to extend it so that it can tie to the next tree, but your intention is that the vine should continue to grow onto that rope, then aser. Then you would not be allowed to plant anything underneath it, because then it's as if it's tafel, it's secondary to the vine itself, because the whole purpose of it is so that the vine should continue growing on it, and therefore we see it as if right now is as if it's already a vine and you are not allowed to plant underneath it. That concludes Perek Vav. We will pick up with Perek Zayin, the seventh Perek, the first mission of the seventh Perek, tomorrow.